Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, my flatmate's made a bit of a mistake and I'd quite like him to tell you about it. Hello?
Hello. Oh dear.
Right, say what's happened, please.
Hi, well, you know I've started a new job?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there was this girl leaving, and her leaving card went round, and I didn't really know her, so I thought, well, look, I'm a comedian.
Oh, God.
I should say, yeah, I know, fine. I thought I should say something funny.
Right, so what did you put in the girl's leaving card?
I put, sorry you got fired.
Yeah.
Fraser, right, which
hilarious.
I thought quite funny.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah? Apparently not, because she did actually get fired.
What?
Someone brought the card back and said, well,
she has been... No, stop.
She's been fired.
She has been fired.
She's been fired. So I'm sat there with this card going, oh my God, what can I do? Everyone else has already written in it. I can't get a new card.
Right. So what are you going to do?
So I've changed it. So now it says, sorry you've got fried chicken as a leaving gift, Fraser. That's the only thing I could think of.
No, but you can't spell that well, can you, sometimes? So she might believe it.
Exactly. I am dyslexic.
Right, so it's... Sorry, what does it say now?
Sorry you've got fried chicken as a leaving gift. Oh, everyone's going to think I'm a right freak.
Right, are you... When are you going to buy the chicken?
This is it. I'm on my way to go get the chicken now. Because I thought everyone else is... That card's going around the office. Everyone's going to think he's a right weirdo. Unless I actually turn up with some fried chicken.
So you're turning up with some fried chicken as a leaving present for a girl that's been fired today?
Any way I can get out of the situation.
Okay, well, just text me back and let me know when you've got the chicken, all right?
All right.
Are you getting a bucket for her or what? Is her last day?
I think she deserves it.
I think she does. Radio
1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now it's time for your texts and emails read out by the posh lady from Radio 4. On Dear Scott. No Chappers or Becky today, so it's just me answering all your inquiries. Anything you want to know, text me on 81199 or send a simple email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. First one.
Name, Nikki Huller. Message, hey Scott. Purely for research purposes for your show, I went to see Paddy McGuinness in Scarborough last night and asked him to sign my boob. And he does sign boobs. I have photographic evidence. Not that I need it, as the permanent marker on my right boob says, Nikki, love Paddy MG, and my left boob says, heart, Paddy. Think he got a bit carried away. But my boyfriend is coming home on leave from the army today, so do you have any tips on removing permanent marker, please? Love you. Nikki.
You're not going to be able to get that off, I don't think, to be honest. You're just going to have to come clean to your boyfriend. Chappers told me that he was on the Chappers and Dave World Student Tour recently and also did sign a boob with permanent marker. You should just check, but I mean, they do say quite clearly on them, permanent marker. And I know it's Paddy McGuinness and you're probably a bit starstruck, but seriously, love, you really should have checked because now, look, what are you going to do? I'm impressed he did both, though. That's a new one. I might try that. Oh, no, I've given it up, haven't I? Well, I won't try it then. But good on you, Paddy. Next.
Name, Katie Hunt and Fiona Taylor. Message, Dear Scott, we were wondering if you would like to come to Amsterdam with us and a group of our friends, comprised mainly of hot girls, in January.
Good morning.
We will be leaving from Edinburgh on the 7th and coming home on the 10th, so you wouldn't miss too much work. We'll pay for all your drinks and fun-filled activities.
God.
We love you, Katie and Fiona.
Wow, that's amazing. I don't know what to say. I'm a bit shocked, really. I can obviously... yes, that sounds like fun. I could... I'll check my dates and see what the boss says about me having another day off. But yeah, what is there to do in Amsterdam that I haven't done already? Email me back. That sounds really good. And hot ladies, you say. I'm there. Just let me know. Next.
Dear Scott, big, big fan of the show. My 40-minute walks to work are much more eventful when I am listening to your daily podcast.
Oh, thanks.
However, I think I may be going mad.
God.
Recently, when you guys are playing Oh, What's Occurring, when you ask a question to the people of Great Britain, I seem to hear, quite randomly, a horse for one bin, off of Amy Winehouse. None of you seem to mention that it's being played, and so I'm wondering if I'm imagining it. Am I? When I first heard A Horse for One Bin, I thought it was the funniest thing I have heard on your show, so I'm quite happy to keep hearing it. It was even funnier than when you said you liked the big purple hard ones during Becky's Classified some time ago. I love you. Steve, 31, Maidstone.
That was the sweets that you get, you know, like at the counter, the, when, you know what I mean, in the shops. I am not aware that that is has been happening. I think you mean this.
A horse for one bin.
I know that obviously it was originally in there when we asked somebody, I think what was, three words to describe Amy Winehouse. And the lady said,
a horse for one bin.
But I'm not aware that a horse for one bin has been in any others. Maybe you are going mad. I'll just keep a listen out for it. I've not heard it myself.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, here's the thing. You have to listen to Radio 1's chart show on Sunday afternoon with Fern and Reggie. I know you normally would anyway. Sunday's at 4 o'clock. But there could be a very exciting new entry on the chart this week. One which I am very, very much excited about. Now, you know Leona Lewis. She'd done that version of Run by Snow Patrol. You may have heard it a few times on Radio 1. Everyone is so keen to get their hands on this. People, as you would imagine, have been rushing furiously to download it. And they've gone to their download site, which might begin with I and ends in tunes. And they've obviously typed in Leona Lewis, Run, like you do, and downloaded it. Except, I think, and maybe this includes you if you've tried to download it, quite a lot of you have downloaded the wrong version. In fact, 5,500 people have now downloaded an instrumental version, which is like a karaoke track called Run in the Style of Leona Lewis. Now, I've actually downloaded it myself. Here it is. This might be in the chart on Sunday. Oh, you've got to hear this. She's got such a beautiful voice, hasn't she, Leona? Oh, when she starts singing, here she is. See, a bit of a long intro. Right, here she comes. This is it now. Leona? Leona? Oh, right, this is it. Here she comes. Leona! Hello? 5,500 people already have downloaded Run in the Style of Leona Lewis, but she is nowhere to be heard on it. And it's five and a bit minutes long. So, I'm thinking if enough people download this, this might be in the chart on Sunday, and they'd have to play the whole 5 minute thing. Imagine Fern and Reggie now. Here's Leona. Here's Run in the Style of Leona Lewis. 5 minutes of this. I would love to hear that on Sunday on Radio 1's chart show. And if some more people downloaded it, that might well happen. I'll spare you the next 3 minutes 40.
Podcast.
Right, if you just switched on Radio 1, maybe you just finished work and you're on your way home. We have my flatmate on earlier. He's made a big mistake today. He hasn't long been in this new job, and a girl at work is leaving today, so the leaving card goes round, and he didn't know her that well, so, you know, like, he's a comedian sometimes, so he thought he'd write something hilarious. So he wrote, "Sorry, you got fired, Fraser," and it turns out she actually was fired. So someone brought the card back to him and said that's inappropriate. So the only thing he could think of changing it to was, "Sorry, you got fried chicken," as a leaving gift. Changed the word from fired to fried, and now, well, he's been and gone to get some fried chicken for the girl as her leaving present, because it's the last day. Hello.
Hello.
Right, what's happening now?
Oh, I've made it so much worse.
Why?
Well, the girl's a little bit on the plumpish side.
Oh, no.
Right? So I presented the chicken, and now everyone, including her, thinks I was making a jibe about her eating habit.
Well, that's what happens when when you're a comedian. You need a new job.
I need a new job.
Well, so she's like, "Oh, right, so that's funny, is it? That's a gag about my weight," is that what she's saying?
Yeah. And everyone's there, like, crowded around her, because it's her last day, having a few drinks.
Brilliant.
Everyone hates me.
Where are you now? Are you in the office next door?
I've just come out into the walkway. I'm scared about going back in.
Going back in and have a drink. Be sociable. It's the last day the poor girl's been fired. She's got some fried chicken from you and she's a bit on the plump side. She's not having the best time.
Oh, I thought it'd make it better.
We were just wondering if she was a vegetarian because that would have topped it off.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
It's International Radio 1 with Kissy Sellout tonight. And he'll be taking you on a guided tour of the musical sights and sounds of Paris. So, like, there'll be latest kind of music from Paris and also he'll, you know, go up the Eiffel Tower and stuff. So that's tonight between 9 and 10 on Radio 1. He'll have one of them caricatures done that look nothing like him. And, Kissy Sellout, he's a good bloke. But as you will discover, not the best at communicating with the French, as you will hear tonight between 9 and 10 on Radio 1. Take this, for example. If you wanted to get some change, let's say, how would you ask? Here's Kissy's attempt.
Excuse me, sir. Bonjour. I've got a 20-euro note here. Can I get some change? Some change, do you reckon?
Amazing. Good God. Is it any wonder they hate us? So, say that again. It's unbelievable.
Excuse me, sir. Bonjour. I've got a 20-euro note here. Can I get some change? Some change, do you reckon?
Right. Next, if you were gonna, let's say, ask a taxi driver how much the fare is, what would you say? Probably not this.
What's the damage, mate? How much should I owe you?
As we all know, it should be qu'est-ce que le damage. So he got that wrong.
What's the damage, mate? How much should I owe you?
Now, luckily, when he's in Paris, Kissy's friends decide to help him out eventually because they realise he's a bit rubbish, your friends, and they tell him what to say.
Combien?
What does combien mean?
Combien, is that how much?
Combien? Learning all the time, you see. Can I have the billet? Merci.
Oh my God, I'm surprised we're not still at war with them.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello.
Hi, Scott, this is Angela.
Hi, Angela, where are you?
Yeah, now I'm at work in the office.
Okay, what's the accent, please?
Yeah, sorry, it's American.
Loves it. How can I help?
No, I downloaded that stupid Leona Lewis song.
Oh, when?
About, I don't know, a couple months ago? A long time ago.
Right. Before the original was actually available to download anyway. That's your own stupid fault, Angela.
I don't even think, can you download the original now?
It's on the album.
Oh.
This is much nicer, though, isn't it?
Well,
no.
It still pops up on my iPod shuffle sometimes, and I think,
At what point did you realise, into the song, that Leona was never going to appear?
It was a bit embarrassing, because I downloaded it and then played it on the speakers for a couple people to listen to.
And so right, she'll be here in a minute. Right,
in anticipation.
Yeah. Still nothing.
Not so much.
And 3 minutes in, you thought, oh, I don't think she's ever going to turn up now.
Forget it.
Oh. So many people have done this.
Yeah. Easy mistake.
I know. Love you, Angela.
Thanks very much, Scott. Love you too. Bye.
Kev the postage one going, I did that as well. 79p.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Let's do some more Dear Scott. We take all of your texts and emails, and then we read a selection out, or I don't, but the posh lady from Radio 4 reads them out, and I try and answer your questions. Here's some more.
Name, Yun Young.
Okay, good.
Message, hello, Scott.
Hello, Yun Young.
I really enjoy your show in Korea.
That's really good. Thank you very much. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to podcasts and iPod. Smiley. I'm a big fan of What's Occurring, and there is a funny story about it.
Oh, excellent.
When I listened to that sentence at first, I thought, what? What the hell is a curran? Is it a British slang or something? I was questioning myself, what's a curran, for a month?
Yeah, a lot of people didn't get this and still don't. It's like, what's occurring? What is occurring, as in, what's happening? That's what it's all about.
Well, now I understand it.
Good.
Smiley. Oh, plus, Josh was so cute. I'm not sure his name. The baby who repeats, what's occurring. Bye.
Bye, Yun Young, off of Korea. It's true, quite a lot of kids do now randomly just shout, oh, what's occurring, including that little boy Josh we played a while ago.
Oh, what's occurring?
Seems to be quite popular among 3 and 4 year olds. Thanks for your email, Young Young. Next.
Hi, Scott. Just thought I would drop you a line as I heard you last week on What's Occurring, betting on What's Occurring the Horse.
Yes, there was a horse which was racing called What's Occurring, so I put some money on.
This horse is one of my mate's horses, and it was his first race, so don't feel too bad for losing out.
Yeah, I did put a tenner on, and here's what happened in the race with the horse What's Occurring.
The Greenall, the first to go on from the grey, Finlay in second. Then third towards the outside with the sheepskin nose bend. That's the odds on favourite, Vivona Hill. Towards the inside, What's Occurring takes quite a hold, disputes third place. Going up towards the top of the hill for the first time. Cardona on the inside, so we've got Bite Size. Then behind this one is What's Occurring, still held up towards the rear, Southern Ness.
I would play the rest of the race, but there's really not much point because What's Occurring doesn't get mentioned much after that bit. Because well, there's nowhere to be seen at the end, so I did lose my tenner. But never mind, eh? That's betting for you.
How do you fancy him being the Scott Mills Show own racehorse? He should be racing again soon, and we would love him to be associated with the show. Cheers, Gina. P.S. Love you.
Love you, Gina. That is an amazing idea. I often see myself as like a racehorse owner. Thing is, though, do you have to wear tweed? Because I'm not keen. And one of those sticks that you put in the ground and then sit on them. I don't really want to do that either. But I would love this show to have its own racehorse. Absolutely, yes. Email me back. We'll sort it, baby.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're just saying, people with French accents speak in English hot. People with people speaking French with British accents, what do you think? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sam.
Are you an actual French?
I am, yes.
And what do you think?
Oh, very sexy. Very, very sexy, yes, yes. Yeah, what? Yeah, it's the reason why I'm in the UK, actually.
What, so we speak really bad French at you?
What do you mean?
You like it, yes?
Yeah, 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 okay. Yeah.
Oui?
Yes, oui, oui, oui. Très, très sexy, yes.
Très, très sexy, you say?
Yes, yes.
Bonjour, is that doing it for you, love?
Yeah, go on.
Should I keep talking? You love it, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Comment allez-vous?
I'm fine, ça va, merci.
Oh, merci beaucoup to you.
Beaucoup.
Also, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, this is what I could do. This.
Good.
Yeah, right, don't push it. I can't do any more than that.
Okay.
J'ai 11 on. No, I am 11.
Okay, too young for me then.
Oué. No, that's what I can remember from school. Oué les gars.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Where's the station? Yeah.
Mange too?
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah.
So that's doing it for you, isn't it, really?
Okay.
Yeah, well I wish we could continue this conversation. Excellent.
Well, I think you could do well in France.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Merci, au revoir.
Merci to you also. Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Wow. She fancies me. That's official.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Damn. 2-star guests as we play Oh, What's Occurring, our guessing game. Let's do it.
Oh,
what's occurring? At some point, because I'm on this enough, surely by now I should have got it, I'm going to get the timing of that What's Occurring perfect. Play for me one more time.
What's occurring?
Yeah, he's got it.
Not today. A bad Barry accent, actually, Zane.
His was good, though.
What's occurring?
There you go.
Yours is better. Today it's actual Welsh
Mine's
person.
Better.
No, right. Actual Welsh person, Hugh Stevens and Zane Lowe. Welcome to What's Occurring. Three situations are on that we've recorded. You tell me what happens next. Here's your first
No, that's called adding drama to the occasion.
Here's your first situation for today.
Thanks.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, Becky that works on this show?
Yeah.
Do you think she's quite nosy?
Ooh.
Yes.
Do you think she likes to gossip?
I think that she likes a bit of gossip.
Yeah. Now, I was talking earlier about when somebody phones you by mistake. You know when their phone's in their pocket and you can hear it like... When walking along or people talking,
yeah,
but not to actual you. Now, I called up Becky earlier on, pretending it was an accident. All she could hear was me and somebody else talking.
How long does she stay on the line for?
My question
to
you.
This is a good question.
Is this?
good.
How long would Becky stay on the phone secretly listening to my private conversation?
The whole time.
With someone
until
else?
You hung up, man. Seriously.
Do you think she would hang up straight away knowing that I didn't mean to call her, or would she just stay on hoping for a bit of juicy gossip?
Absolutely the second.
Okay, well, how long do you think?
Oh, you see, I've done this before. When you get a phone call and you want to stay on,
You go first. How long do you think?
I'm going to go 35 seconds.
Dreaming! Dreaming! I reckon a good 60 to 90. I'm going to put it 70 seconds.
Zane's saying 70 seconds. Hugh's saying 35. Let's find out.
Oh! What's a kidding?
Good. Thank you. Here's Becky listening to some gossip.
Awesome. Hello.
Anyway, so I said to him, it was supposed to look like that, and he was like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, shut
hello?
Up. I know. Have you heard about Zay, by the way?
Hello.
I know. Oh my god.
I know. Do you think it's true?
I don't know. Do you think it's true?
I don't know. It's quite out of character for him though, isn't it?
That's what I thought. Yeah. It's like really, it's a bit scandalous, really.
Why would he do it?
I don't know. It's just
she's still there. She's 28 seconds.
What
in.
Did I do?
Kat said to me, just between you and me, that he was only wearing a pair of socks at the time.
Oh my god!
I know.
Just socks.
Just socks. I heard that's what. I mean, apparently they've taken off that. You know that TV show he was going to be doing.
Yeah.
They've taken him off that.
No way.
Yeah. They just called him and just said no, we don't want him anymore.
She's still
alive. Yeah, buddy! Nick Knowles is doing it instead.
You're kidding?
Yeah, I know.
Why him?
I don't know.
It doesn't even look like him.
Yeah. It's really bad, though, because every time I see a pair of socks now, I think of him.
Oh, no, I'm going to think the same.
I know. It's worse than when they found Nihal in Billy Piper's garden. Did you hear about that?
Well, I heard a rumour, but I wasn't sure it was true.
Yeah, she had to call the police.
Did she?
Yeah. He does it a lot, apparently.
I heard that about Nihal. He's a bit of a one, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. You have to watch him, I think.
Oh, my God.
It was 1 minute and 21
See,
seconds.
I told you, I wasn't far off. And the only reason she hung up was because she probably realised she'd been rumbled.
Yeah.
Once you got into the Nihal thing, she was like, oh, what's occurring?
Oh!
I just want to say, also for the record, that I've never done anything scandalous in my socks, but if the people out there that supposedly were offering me a TV show could call my agent, I'd be well up for hearing what that was.
That was good. Okay, so Zane gets the point. Becky likes a gossip, we have learned.
Yeah. And also, I get a point, but if Becky actually believes that, as far as everyone's concerned now, I've also done something scandalous in my socks. You know what Becky's like.
Yeah.
Email all.
Pass it on.
Stuff all.
You know, do you know David Van Day?
No, not up until about 3 days ago.
Yeah. He's on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Henceforth.
Yeah. And last night he had to do a task where he's in a phone box which fills up with like water and creepy crawlies and stuff. You know how it works. Do you think he handled that well?
Probably not.
Or do you think he maybe screamed like a girl?
I reckon probably.
Here's my question. How many completely weird noises did pop star off of the 80s, David Van Day, make on I'm a Celebrity last night? Zane.
In one challenge. Or the whole thing, one challenge. How long did the challenge last for, did you say? About a couple of minutes, probably.
Yeah.
I always ask these stupid questions. I'm looking for the science of it. Uh-huh. I should just guess and get to the spirit of the game rather than try and win it with pure math.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say 25.
25? Hugh.
25 weird noises. I'd say a little bit less than that. I don't know how long the challenge lasted for.
Thank you, Hugh. It's a good question.
But I'll go for 16 weird noises.
You're playing the odds there. Because it's kind of almost even between 0 and 25, isn't it?
I'm throwing it up.
You're
throw it up.
No gang signs.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is David Van Day last night. Count the bizarre noises he makes.
No.
What kind of scream is that?
It's like a comedy scream, isn't it? From one of those like haunted house programs.
A-A-L-L-Y!
You feel for the guy, but at the same time, you can't help but laugh.
If soft. If, like, bugs landed on your head, would you make a noise like that?
Do you think if he was, like, seriously under threat, like, if someone came up and actually put him on the spot and threatened him physically, that if he made that noise, they'd just crack up laughing, wouldn't they?
Like, sounds a bit like Brucey.
Like if somebody just, like, if someone took task to him in a pub, you know, and said, try to push him around, and he was like, did that, you'd feel bad for him, wouldn't you?
Good game.
You are my favourite.
One more.
You're coming.
And just before we reveal the answer, how long before you two run out of the room if I keep playing this?
Zay's gone.
Come back. I need you for the game.
I know you well enough to know that as soon as you start playing Jatim,
you hate that, don't
Jatim
you?
Jatim in any environment involving really TV, like, that. You know, the TV burp, I start freaking out.
You hate it.
Yeah, because no one makes sexy noise out of TV offcuts like you, Scott Mills. You make everything sound sassy.
Thanks.
It's pure, almost enough, pure class.
Yeah. Almost enough to make you want to watch I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, that, isn't it?
Yes. Not
almost.
Almost. The answer was 15
Hugh
weird
Stevens,
noises. 1 point each.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know, Hugh probably watched it.
This morning. Fair. The video.
He went online, checked it out.
Now, you know Beyonce.
Not personally. I'm aware of her work.
She is number one at the moment with her song If I Were a Boy.
Huh.
I love that song.
Yeah?
It's amazing. And the video is unbelievable.
Oh. Is she like a policeman or something?
Yeah, police lady.
Yeah. Now, we asked... Well, she's a boy. Oh, no, she wants... Oh, I don't know. All right, she...
It's a good question, though. Yeah. Being a lady, but also in the video, just talking about if I were a boy, is she not actually being a boy, but looking like a lady?
Let's analyse the new Beyonce video, yeah?
Wait till you see single ladies put a ring on it. That's even better video.
Is it?
Is that her, too?
Single ladies
put a ring on it.
Oh, yeah.
What a... I love that tune already.
Yeah, I love it. We asked 7-ish boys on the street, if you were a girl, what's the first thing you would do? What would you do?
What would I do, or what would you think they would do?
What would you do,
Zane? If I were a girl? To be fair, I've never once considered that as a possibility in my life, so I'm sort of on the spot. I pass that over to Hugh.
Good.
I'd go and do lunch with a female friend.
Yeah. Have a gossip.
And then I'd go and buy some new shoes.
Yeah.
And then
watch Sex in the City box set.
I tell you what I'd do is I'd go and put on all my wife's handbags and wonder what the big deal is.
I really wonder what you were going to say then. But I'm good.
No, I'd put them all over my shoulder and wonder why there's such a handbag obsession in that area.
All right, cool. That's a good answer. So, what was the most popular answer when we asked, if you were a girl, what's the first thing you would do? What do they say?
Oh, dear. You're not going to give us a multiple choice here. We could get ourselves in trouble with this.
Do you ask men or women? Oh, you obviously ask men. Yeah.
We ask blokes.
Q.
Yeah, obviously.
Q.
I reckon you probably asked a lot of blokes and they probably said... oh, I don't know, I'd...
You do know, you just don't want to say.
I'd go... Oh, man.
That's why we throw to Hugh.
Go...
I have to hurry for an answer.
Do you really? Can you not just read between the enormous lines here?
Hey, I reckon a lot of boys would go, I'd go swimming.
They're looking at me. I too believe they would go swimming.
You think
they... Perhaps they would also go to the gym.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
What would the boys of Britain do first if they were girls?
If you were a girl for one day, what would be the first thing you would do?
Watch Mamma Mia with a clean conscience.
I'll probably go shopping.
Go shopping? I don't know. That's what girls like.
Go shopping?
I'd check myself out.
I'd go to one of them one of them massage, like the spa treatment things.
It's so weird. If I was a girl for a day...
Look at myself naked in the mirror.
I want to stop looking at myself. Oh, man.
Wow.
All things that you can do primarily in and around going swimming or going to the gym.
Absolutely. And all things, to be fair, you could do if you're a boy. What's wrong with going shopping and watching Mamma Mia?
Yeah. I agree.
What's wrong with that?
I agree.
So shopping and looking at themselves naked were the most popular answers.
This week, I've been... No, in the last 10 days,
swimming
I've been
shopping.
Swimming
in the gym weren't in there.
I've looked at myself naked in the mirror by accident, to be fair, but done it. I haven't been to the gym. and I haven't watched Mamma Mia.
Well, you see, that's not right.
You saw Mamma Mia there recently, didn't you?
No, I didn't. No, yeah,
it's scandalous. It's scandalous.
I was too busy swimming.
So today, it's a tie on. Yeah. Oh, what's the Karen? Thanks, Zane. Thank you, Hugh.
Cheers, Scott. Oh.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.